Good morning and happy Mother's Day. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. Today we're looking at a faith that trusts God. A faith that trusts God. Genesis 22, verses 1 through 14. And if you're able to stand, I'd like to ask you to please stand as I read from God's Word. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and he split wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand, took the knife to slay his son, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. He said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it will be provided. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are so thankful, God, that you do provide for us every day. And Father God, we as Christian people need to have the kind of faith that Abraham had. Father, we need you to work in our lives. Father, we need to trust you completely with every situation that we face daily. And God, we're asking and praying, Lord, today that we will pay attention to your word, that we will take your word and feed on it, that, Lord, it will change us from the inside out. The Lord, we will be completely different. Father, speak to us today through your Holy Spirit, and let this message be only from you, Lord, and not from me or my flesh. And Father, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen. We are definitely seeing in the passage of Scripture, we're seeing a huge test of faith that's being brought upon Abraham. God was testing Abraham because our faith is proven through a testing. Now, I want to say this. A lot of people that I talk to have come to me and said, Man, I am so burdened. I have got everything is going wrong in my life, and I don't know what to do about it. And I said, Well, what have you been praying for? Well, I've been asking God to increase my faith. I've been asking God to give me patience. and all I'm seeing is trouble. All I'm seeing is difficulty. All I'm experiencing is heartache and sorrow, and I don't know what to do. I said, well, it sounds like the Lord's already answered your prayer. And they're like, what? Let me assure you this. If you ask God to increase your faith, guess what He's going to do? He's going to bring you the situations that will test your faith, because God wants to prove and see how firm and how strong you will stand in the face of a trial. But in this respect, we know what kind of a man Abraham was. Abraham had a great faith in God. You know, I kind of look at Abraham, I think he was one of these cool cats. He was kind of like, you know what? It doesn't matter what happens in life. I know that God's got my back, and I trust Him, and I know that I can walk in genuine faith, and I know He's going to provide for every necessary detail of my life. See, because Abraham trusted God 100%. Abraham walked by the Lord's commandments. Abraham, he was faithful to the Lord with every aspect of his life. Now listen, he was a human being. He had faults, but he walked so close to the Lord, and God knew Abraham's heart, and He knew that whatever came upon Abraham's life, He knew that Abraham would handle it very calmly. How many of you can remain calm when fiery trials are going on in your life? Or how many of you feel like you're starting to come unraveled? But the testing time is what proves us in our walk with the Lord. And then God gave Abraham a command. He said, I want you to offer Isaac, your promised son. Now, Abraham did not say, now, wait a minute, Lord, I'm not doing that. What are you talking about? That wasn't Abraham's response. See, Abraham knew by faith that God was testing him, and he knew that his son was not going to die that day. So he just trusted the Lord. And that's what God wants us to look at as well. See, God gave us His Son as a sacrifice, and God's Son was sacrificed. Now, we know that Abraham's son was spared from death, but God gave us His only begotten Son, and Jesus became sin for us. He was nailed to a cross. So, see, God understands. Somebody asked me the other day, or a few weeks back, somebody asked me, they said, you know, how could somebody really love us that much? And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I cannot begin to explain to you God's love for us. But I can tell you this, I am so thankful that God was willing to give and sacrifice His own Son for the sins of the world, that you and I would be free from the punishment of eternity in hell. Now, God tests to reveal and refine our faith. Now, listen to this. He doesn't want to destroy it. God wants to build you up. If we would learn to take a hold of faith through every situation in life, then you know what? We would walk a lot taller. We would not shudder so much when things come our way. I won't forget, now this might seem a little bit juvenile to some people when I say it, but Janine and I had never taken a trip apart from each other before, and she told me, she said, well, I've got to get on an Amtrak train, and I've got to go to Chicago, for we're going to leave today, and she said, I'll be home tomorrow evening. Well, you know what I heard? I'll be gone for an eternity. That's what I heard. I'll be gone for an eternity. So Friday come around, I was a cool cat. I thought, I'm going to be all right. I'm not going to get all mushy. I'm not going to get all beside myself. I'm going to show her what a man she's married. And she got on the train, and I'm standing out there on the platform, and the conductor is right there in the doorway of the coach, and he's looking at me, and every now and then I'd look at him, and then I'd look in the window. I'd see Janine waving at me, and I'm just smiling big as life. I'm going to be a big guy about this. And finally, I asked the conductor, I said, how much longer till the train leaves? He said, sir, get on there and give your wife a hug and a kiss. He said, I've been standing here watching you. And he said, man, you got nervous road all over you. He said, I promise you we're going to take good care of your wife. He said, trust us. Well, it didn't take me but one hop and a skip. I was on that train, and Janine was out of her seat. And we was kind of like that Double Mint commercial, you know, where the guy and the girl is always hugging and kissing. And finally, the conductor says, sir, you're going to have to get off now. We're going to be leaving. And I got out there on the platform, and I walked down to the crossing, and that train sounded two blasts of the horn. And here the train started going across Route 13 there. And it was all good until that car got across. And I saw that. It still gets me. But I remember, I said, Lord, don't let anything happen to her. And the Lord said, I want you to trust me. I'm going to take care of her. And it helped me to reflect in my life. There had been times that I had been in places that I didn't know how I was going to get out of. And all I could do was cast my eyes to heaven and say, Father, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know how I got here. Some of the situations I knew how I got there because of my ignorance. But I'd sit there and say, Lord, all I can do is trust you with this. And all of a sudden, I felt the greatest peace of God just overwhelm me. And so I'm thinking about Abraham. Abraham's not worried about this situation at all. He knows who God is, and that's what God is wanting us to know today, is that He is God, He is in control, and He says, as long as we are living for Him, everything's going to be just fine. I'm going to keep that point right there and leave it at that. Now, trials are not random, but they have a purpose. Do you know there's a purpose for trials? Because God wants us to grow. God, through trials, God wants us to have an increase in fellowship with Him. Through the trials and the deep things in life, God wants us to learn how to get on our knees a lot more and pray. Somebody said, wouldn't it be great if we could just go through life and didn't have all these trials? I said, well, no, not really. And they looked at me like my bricks weren't laid straight. And I said that because this is what I mean. If we didn't have trials in life, if everything was always rosy and good, none of us would read our Bible. None of us would pray. None of us would actually seek the Lord, because we would get so comfortable in our good times and the good feelings, we would start to lean on that, and we would no longer trust the Lord, and we would weaken in our relationship. So that's why we have the trials, because God is saying, these are the moments that I want you to trust me with your life. I want you to trust me with your family. Well, I trusted God enough. Now, I did follow. I'll say this. I got in the car and I followed the train all the way to DeSoto before I said, hey, lunkhead, you said you was going to trust God. Go home now. So I turned on the highway there at DeSoto, went back to Heron. And I choked back some tears, but I'll tell you what. Well, seeing just days before that, that exact same train had hit a farmer up north in Illinois, and that's all I was thinking about. But anyway, oh, I tell you, I got a phone call that evening. Janine said to me, she said, "We made it." I said, "Hallelujah, thank you, Lord." I said, "Just please be careful. Tell that engineer, be careful tomorrow, bringing you home." But he got, you know she got home safe because you see her. So all was good. Our faith being tested requires an immediate obedience. Listen to what Abraham did again. He rose early. He didn't delay, and there was no arguments. I mean, God told him what he wanted him to do, and so Abraham didn't go outside and walk around and think about it and kick the dust around and try to come up with another plan. He got up early, and he started to prepare. And I'm sure in that preparation, I'm sure that Abraham prayed. I'm sure that Abraham had his time with God, but he got everything ready to go. He had Isaac ready. He had his two servants. Everything that they were going to need. And you can tell that this was not just a couple hours journey. We can see that it took quite a few days on their journey, because you know how it was back then. They traveled a lot of them by donkey, or they walked, and it would take them days to get to certain places. But see, during all of this, God gave them the physical strength to make the journey. God gave them the ability to go up the mountain. And then God had everything set and ready. It's just that Abraham and Isaac couldn't see ahead what God already had in store. And that's what God is wanting you and I to know today. We can't see the end result of things going on in our life, but we can sure trust God that He's already got the answer. He's already got it all worked out at the very end of the trial. You know that when you're going through a trial, you're going to go into it, you're going to go through it, and good news, you will come out of it. Now, I can't promise you that your trial will be a few hours or a few days or whatever. Sometimes trials can last quite a while, but we have got to remain steadfast. And this is where I say, don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your thoughts or your ideas. Don't trust in anybody else's. You trust fully in God, and you let God speak to your heart, and God will guide you. Now, I saw this big painting in Kirkland's at Carbondale one time, and it was the most beautiful thing. That was way too big for our wall at home, but it said, "If God guides you to it, God will lead you through it." And I stood there and thought, you better believe it. Now, am I a cool cucumber when certain trials come along? Yes. Do I stay a cool cucumber under a lot of deep intents? Sometimes no. You would think, as long as I've been in ministry and as long as I've been walking with the Lord and things I've seen and experienced, you would think I would have learned a thing or two. I have learned a few things, but there are some times that I still let the situation take my breath from me, and then I wonder, God, where are you at? And then I always remember, I've got to get on my knees and I got to start praying and I got to start activating my faith in the Lord. And God always reminds me, I'm right there with you, child. Now I want you to get up and start walking this journey, because He's going to take care of every single need. There's some scripture that I want to give to you. It's a supporting scripture of all this. If you want to read Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 through 19, it says that Abraham believed that God could raise Isaac, meaning Abraham knew that God would save Isaac from being put to death, from being the sacrifice. But true faith obeys promptly. I'm going to say that again. True faith obeys promptly. That's true. That when you're trusting God, when you're walking with Him, it's instantaneous. I know we want to question God. We want to ask why. And you know what? I've heard people say it's okay to question God. It's okay to ask why, if that's what you feel you need to do in your heart. But what I want to stress above everything is please always immediately put your faith in the Lord. Now, I can remember at a time when Janine and I, we were wanting to go to a church in Wayne City. There was a good-sized church in Wayne City. They had actually contacted me and said, "Hey, we need somebody to come up here and preach. Would you come up here and preach for us?" And I thought, Wayne City, that's an hour and a half away from where we live. But I felt the Lord say, "I want you to go up there. I want you to go up there." So I went home and told Janine, and she was like, "Are you sure?" I go, "Yes, we're supposed to go." And we went up to that church, and after the first Sunday, this was actually right before COVID had took place. This was in January of 2019, no, 20, January 2020. So we go to that church, and Sunday night, people were coming up to us and saying, "We want you to be our pastor." They said, "Boy, we know that the Lord sent you here, and we want you to be our pastor." And I'm telling you what, every Sunday that we went up there to that church, we were bonding with people. We had such good relationships with a lot of them, and we were being truly blessed. And we thought in our hearts that we were going to be there. We thought that God was going to call me to be the pastor. Everything was going that direction. God was working in such mighty ways in people's lives and blessed us with some tremendous friends, and we're still close to some of them. And then the day came that this guy gets up there from the pastor search committee and says, "Well, I want everybody to know that we're going to be calling our pastor. He's coming from somewhere in Ohio, Steubenville." And I sat there in that chair going, I felt like I'd been hit across the face. I felt like I had been mistreated, discouraged. I felt like I'd been thrown into the mud and then kicked around a few times. And when we left the church that day, we were driving home, and I told Janine, I said, "This, I was just so upset over it. I was just taken aside." But here's what we learned. Just because things look a certain way doesn't mean that's what God's plan is for our life. So from that situation, this is what I had to end up praying. I had to put my feelings and what I wanted aside. And I said, "Okay, Lord, I want your will done in this church situation. I want your will done in this." And it wasn't just a few weeks later that God gave me my answer. God said, "That's not where I want you to be. That's not where I want you. But I put you there for a time and a purpose." And I want to tell you this. I stayed there till the very last Sunday, just the Sunday before the new pastor came. And I thanked God for every single thing we walked through. And get this. God kept me in the places that He kept me, and He brought me to Boskydale. And I believe that with all my heart because I love my church family. I really do. And I love getting to come to church every week. And I trust the Lord every single week that He knows what He's doing. I mean, look around. Look at the beautiful faces we have here today. This is what God is doing in our lives. God is leading us as Boscadel Church, and I believe that these doors, until the rapture of the church happens, I believe the doors of this church will always be open, because yesterday, well, the last two weekends, God put people out there as a sacrifice. God used us in ways to touch and minister to so many people. Now, I only got to be here yesterday for a while, and I'm sorry that the situations had occurred and I couldn't be here more often. But I tell you what, folks I got to talk to yesterday, such a blessing. Such a blessing. And getting to sit down and talk with Laura and Jane yesterday, and Effie and I had a good talk, and then Laura and I sat outside and talked some. I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you for where I'm at in life. And that's exactly what Abraham's doing. He's walking this journey. They go up a mountainside. And I'm just going to go ahead and just preach this on out. I'm going to forget my last point. If I preach this last point, we're going to go another probably 10, 20 minutes, and I don't want to do that. So, but here's what I want to say. When they get up there, Isaac is asking his dad, well, where's the sacrificial lamb? I often wondered, did Abraham even tell him? I don't know what kind of discussion they had, but they got up there and Isaac willingly lays down, because here's what I feel. I feel like that Isaac had the same faith that Abraham, his father, had because of the example that his dad was to him. And then just about the time that Abraham is getting ready to put the knife and sacrifice his own son, it was right at that last breaking moment that the Lord moved and called out to Abraham and said, stop! Stop what you're doing! And the ram that was caught in the thicket, God had put it there for a purpose. So I'm saying that to say this. You might be walking through something today right now, and you might be looking at it, and you might be thinking, there is no answer. There's no way out. And just when you're at your breaking point, when you feel like you can't handle it anymore, I am telling you this, that God will call out to you, His child. He will call you by name, and He will let you know that He is still in control. He will let you know that He's got your life in the palm of His hand, and He has already provided what you're needing. And God, I tell you what, God's done so much in my life. I've seen so many blessings in other people's lives. And sometimes you would think, well, doesn't it kind of just, don't you get used to seeing it? No, I never do. When I see the hand of God moving, I never treat it as something mundane or just ordinary. When I see God moving, I'm still like, wow, this is awesome. I'm like a kid on his 10th birthday with all these. That's kind of how I am. Janine always says, you're some big kid. And I said, well, that's good. That means I'll never lose my faith. Childlike faith. Yeah, I'm just going to get down here. I want to read a couple things to you that I got down here in thoughts. Abraham's story demonstrates that real faith trusts God even when the cost is high. God did not require Isaac, but what He did require was Abraham's heart. And where faith is complete, then God's provision is certain. When you trust God by faith, He will move at the right time. He really will. I remember hearing a preacher, I'll tell the story then I'll close. I heard a preacher preaching. He said, my wife and I was poor. He said, we had a ministry where we traveled together. He said, we had this old van He said, she sang and I would preach. And he said, we had two little kids at that time, babies, and we would put them in that van. And he said, we had bills due. He said, we never knew where the next dollar was going to come from. And he said, things was awful stressful on them. But he said this. He said, one thing that we always did, he said, we would always pray. We would remain faithful to God. He said, one time that van broke down, and the mechanic told him, that transmission is so bad, you need to quit driving this thing. And he said, I'm sorry, we can't do it. And he said that God is the one who kept that van going for him. But he said, through every trial, every tribulation, every bill that was due, he said, some way, somehow, through some means, God always provided everything that they ever needed. And the day came in their life when they were finally truly blessed. They were broke free from their debt. And God blessed them immensely with ministries. Now, I tell you what, that's good testimony right there. So I want to tell you this morning. Hold on, children of God. You're on a journey. Have yourself prepared for that journey. You don't know what lies ahead, but if you trust God by faith, you're going to be just like Abraham, and I believe you'll be one of these cool cats that's got all kind of good faith. We need to be the kind of Christian people that when the devil gets in our face and starts throwing something at us, that we just stand back and say, you know what? My God's got this. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. How about you, children of God? Are you going to be all right?